This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Wow! And away we go. Welcome to show number 3,163. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, D-Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
And you are in the Men's Room. On tap today, Ryan Castle into Sit and Spin Now. Today, 10 bands and albums that millennials do not know. What you don't need to know, the billion-dollar edition. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, Men's Room Shot of the Day, fumble listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Tim.
Click, clack.
Drinking a drunk. All right, here we go. BMW catches fire in Russia. Fortunately, a septic truck was nearby to douse the flames with turds. Meanwhile, a break-in at a Virginia Beach H&R Block that is strictly for the birds. Not so shocking news in Michigan as first day of marijuana sales leads to lines around the block. In Florida, kids playing with Nerf guns have shootout with an adult and a real gun he did cock. And a man calls out of work on Thanksgiving so he can go to work and rob the place. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, listen. People can be forgetful and people can make mistakes. It happens to all of us from time to time. But I can't imagine forgetting that I had a winning lottery ticket. Happened to someone in Arizona. They bought a winning lotto ticket for the $14.6 million prize. And even though they had 6 months to present themselves, they just didn't get around to doing it. And in case you're wondering, that's the largest unclaimed prize in Arizona lottery history. Back in 1999, someone forgot to pick up $4 million. In Germany, a 69-year-old man, he forgot that he had $22,000 in cash stuffed in an envelope. Actually, that's not true. He remembered that part, but he forgot that he left that envelope full of cash on the roof of his car. But he remembered after he started driving his car. But at least these guys, they know how much money their mistakes cost them. There's a hospital in India. They're just waiting to see how much money they'll have to pay out. Why? Because after a surgery, they left the surgical needle inside of the patient. Inside of her vagina in particular. Let that sink in. Lawsuit coming their way. And there's a woman who offered $25,000 for leads to find her husband's killer. Except that she was her husband's killer. But look, we all make mistakes. And sometimes those mistakes cost us a little bit of money. Sometimes those mistakes cost us a lot of money. And that's what today's question is all about. It's this simple. How much did the mistake cost?
Be a part of the Big Show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hola, bichola. You have entered the men's room.
Oh, it's all said. Away we go. Welcome to show number 3,163.
The large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. As today, we talk about a mistake and how much it cost you. And we start in the fine state of Arizona. They say if you forgot to check your ticket for the June 5th drawing of Arizona's The Pick Lottery, don't even bother. The holder of the ticket with all six correct numbers purchased in a Circle K failed to present themselves before 5 on Monday, missing out on a $14.6 million prize. Now,
how much money do you have to forget that you have $14 million waiting for?
Question, does this go back into the jackpot, or are they celebrating at the lottery office in Arizona?
I don't know. Like, the money that's supposed to go to winners, if it does not go to the winner, they, like, distribute it to different, social things, I guess.
Yeah.
I think he just forgot he had the ticket.
Man, look.
Either that or he never checked it.
He had to have never checked it. Right?
Somebody could have also gotten a subscription, but normally people who get a subscription, who get a daily number,
they're going to be on it,
they're all about it. But either way, it's hard to see that it's not claimed. According to a lottery representative, the 180-day deadline came to an end. Spokesperson said it was the largest unclaimed jackpot in the lottery's history, easily dwarfing, as you said, the $4 million prize unclaimed in 1999. Some of the prize money will fund local programs.
Some.
KTAR, who just fired my buddy Mac from Baltimore, reports that $835,000 will go to Internet Crimes Against Children's Task Force, while $250,000 will go to a program benefiting Native American education.
Well, wait, why are you spending like $900,000 on the kids' task force? We know you got $14.6 million that you did not plan on having, right?
Yeah. I mean that's what I'm saying. Does it go back in the jackpot?
You got the money. I don't know. Okay. I don't know how that works.
I don't know.
You didn't claim it in time.
But like Powerball rolls back into the jackpot because they do it what, week by week or whatever. But this, if you have 6 months to claim it, I would think like this is your shot.
Well, it's 90 days for a check, right? Or is it 6 months for a check, even to cash a check, as far as when it's dated?
Most checks, I think, are like 90 days.
Yeah, unless you get it from like the government, then it gives you like a year.
Right.
Have you ever gone through like a stack of old cards in your kid's room and realized, or whatever, your cards, and realized there's a check in there for like $25? It was never cashed, like from last year?
I've missed that once or twice. A couple of like gift cards to places you go, like Target, right?
Yeah.
They're gone.
I think this was a miracle for me. But it was an almost miss on the money deal.
Okay.
So we all lived together in an apartment. And when we first moved here, we lived there for 7-8 months, maybe 9 months or something like that.
Six.
6 months. And then we moved.
6 months and 3 days of hell.
Jeez, man.
You left early.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was thinking. It wasn't that long. So I move. And the bank that I'm going to is up on the hill, just up the street. So I'm using that bank as I used from Baltimore. I had a little bit of an issue with them. So at that point in time, I figured, look, I'm changing my address. I'm going to move on. I'm going to go to a different bank. It's kind of closer to where I'm moving to and everything else. So try something different. So I take all the money out of there, and then I go and I open up an account. Well, that's all fine and dandy, except for the fact that with payroll, there's going to be about a check or two that might not transfer over right away, according to direct deposit.
Right. Yeah, your first check,
correct,
does not transfer over.
So during that pay period, they gave me a paper check. So it was in an envelope. And matter of fact, when we first got hired, they gave us paper checks as well until we got our direct deposit figured out and all that stuff. So in the meantime, I've got a couple checks coming. My second check I get, I put in my back pocket. I go out and I get hammered and I lose the check.
This is my paycheck.
This is my paycheck. I lose it. You know what I mean? It's a paper copy of a check. I lose the damn thing. Pretty sure I signed the back of it.
Yeah.
Because I think I was...
You signed it before you went to the bank?
I was on my way to the bank, but I got caught up at the bar, and I never made
Why
it to the
would
bank.
You stop at the bar before you go to the bank? Knowing how we drink, just go
tomorrow,
to the bank.
I'll go tomorrow.
Okay,
so what?
Right.
But I signed
I just can't believe you signed it before you got... I always sign it once I'm in there.
Yeah, so yes. I get home, and like I tear everything up, and I'm like, oh my God, where is this? I'm going through jackets, I'm going through pockets, I'm going through everything. I get into work the next day, I figure, okay, I left it at work, I'm looking around, I can't find it at work. I'm like, oh, good God. So I go back and I talk to one of our old employers, one of our old coworkers. I'm like, I'm panicked. She's like, well, don't worry about it as long as you didn't sign it. And I said, well, I signed it. Okay. Whole day goes by. An entire day goes by. I'm like, oh, my God. So I report it. They're going to cut me a check. We're going to see if it gets cashed.
Right.
If it gets cashed, I might be screwed. They don't know. They've never been through this before, apparently in this office. So
you're the first idiot they fired.
I get off the bus. I'm all just like, and I'm going through my backpack again. I'm going through all the things, walking my way through. I go to the bar. Hey, did anyone see an envelope with a check in it signed by me for all my paycheck money? You know, they don't have it in there. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Starting to rain. The rain's coming down. I'm like, oh, God. I'm walking home. I look in the gutter, like right on the side of the street. And I see an envelope. It's folded over. It's all wet, covered in leaves. And I'm like, is that envelope? And I reach down, and I look, and it's got my name on the front. It's on the street that I live in, probably about 100 yards from where I live. It's covered in the gutter and, like, leaves and crap. It's all wet. I take the check home. I dry it out flat because it's soaking wet. You know what I mean? And then I cash it the next day.
And you had already signed it.
But 24 hours at least had gone by before I signed that check. And I found it on the street. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, my.
That's wild.
Oh, my God.
What kind of night did you have?
It wasn't a crazy night.
Sure.
It was just.
I lost my paycheck that I'd signed in a gutter.
Trust me.
But the night itself, hey,
I'm sure it was fantastic. Our question, how much did the mistake cost? 844-999-OLA. But I didn't lose the money.
No, you did not lose the money.
I mean, eventually someone spent it, but yeah.
Hello, Jared. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores, gentlemen.
Liquor and whores.
So, on the subject of alcohol, I kind of got sent home from college about 48 days ago because I got extremely hammered and threw up projectile. Well, I projectile vomited all over my dormitory and proceeded to forget the whole thing. And the administration didn't like that too much.
What college do you go to that's unreasonable to them? To me, that is generally the college experience.
Naturally, but it was a private school, so I'm back in Seattle now.
Okay.
So did you pay for that whole semester and got kicked out early?
Oh, yeah. I sure did.
Did you pay for it or did the parents pay for it?
No, I did.
Okay.
And how much was your tuition? How much do you figure you missed out on? Because you're going to lose the entire semester.
About $4,000.
All right, that's not the worst thing in the world. Did you have to pay for any of the cleanup involved?
No, that's the cool thing. My roommate cleaned it all up for me, and he only told me about it the next day because I blacked out and I didn't know any about it.
But they found out about it and still confronted you and kicked you out of the entire university?
My RA told on me, yeah.
And that you were kicked out of the school. You cannot go back to the school.
Is there a zero alcohol tolerance policy, or had you been warned before?
We're not allowed to drink on campus, so I had drunken outside and then come back and
We do that a lot at work. Wouldn't that be the loophole? You said don't drink on campus. I did not drink on campus. No, yes, I showed up drunk, but I did not drink on campus.
It just seems harsh. I mean, they're college students.
How many, and you said you were a freshman?
I was a sophomore.
Okay, so you're a sophomore. So you've already gotten a number of credits. Is there a plan B for you to be able to go to school next semester anywhere?
I'm going to try and reapply next year, and hopefully some mercy will be shown.
Well, why do you want to go back to that school? I mean, and look, admittedly, I'm a bit of an a-hole, but if you make the decision to kick me out of a college because I got drunk and didn't drink on your campus, so I followed your rules, incidentally, I don't want to give them my money. That's just me.
That's just because all my friends are there, and I miss it, you know?
Okay.
All
right. And so you're done for the rest of the year, what, until next September, I guess, whatever it is?
That's right, yeah.
That is right. And what were you majoring in?
Theology, actually.
Theology.
You're a theologian.
Is this a theology-driven school?
Yes, sir.
Well, don't they teach stuff forgiveness? I mean, man, I didn't write the book. I'm just saying that's a real big theme. Just seems like maybe they whiffed on that one.
Yeah, they do. It was just a little excessive on my part.
All right. Is it a religious institution?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That makes sense. That makes a little bit more sense because they make the rules. And yeah, I get that.
Yes, some of the other crimes.
Here's as far as being...
Jesus.
I'm learning a little bit more about this as both my kids are in college. But as far as my first daughter, when she was in the dorm, it was a non-drinking dorm. And they had a zero tolerance policy. But her rooms were also connected with another room. So there were two rooms or two people in each room, and then they share an individual bathroom in between, sink and all that stuff. So for four people, there's one bathroom, there's one shower, there's one, you know, toilet.
One beer.
Now, my other daughter, she goes to a different school, and the new freshman dorms they built have two different bathroom facilities on each of the floors. So the rooms are individual, but you walk down the hallway, like, you know what I mean, in flip-flops, and you go to the men's, like, kind of lockerish room, changing room, shower room, shave room, all that stuff, and the women have the same deal. Now, here is the difference in the dynamic of this. When you go get hammered, the only people that are going to be able to know about it, for the most part, if you get in, are the two other people that live across the hall from you, you share a bathroom with, if you're in there puking in the bathroom.
Sure.
Maybe your roommate obviously knows you're drunk or whatever the deal is. Now, where my other kid goes to school, she'll walk into the bathroom and the shower will be running and somebody's in there crying, throwing up, you know what I mean? Like it's passed out in the shower because it doesn't have the same kind of...
doesn't have the same rule.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So like, you want to shower and wake up, like anybody walks in there has got to take crap, they're going to know you're going to go, hey, Billy! You know what I mean? Like, so there's a little less privacy, which is a different dynamic.
I went to a formal once at Wake Forest. Actually, I don't even know, that wasn't the formal. I went down there just to visit a girl. And Marilyn was playing down there, so we go to the game. But same thing. She lived in, like, there was, like, four rooms, but it was all women.
Yeah.
So the shower was just kind of open. So it was, like, a massive deal. I had to wait, like, all day on Saturday to, like, the afternoon. And they're like, all right, everybody's done. You can get in there and do your thing.
All you're worried about is somebody walking in on you.
Yeah.
Or did you leave the door?
Hey, ladies. I mean, I didn't care, but it seemed like a big deal the whole day.
You ever watch a hairy man shower?
Shower heads?
How much did the mistake cost? 844-999-OLA.
It's like a god in there.
A hairy, hairy guy.
All four showers.
Clearly a pagan god. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, sorry about that.
Hola.
Hola.
So, Mike,
I got a story, man. It's, I'm the same guy. I'm the Akita guy.
You're what?
I'm the Akita guy. I just called in about what did your dog do, and I told you my Akita held my buddy prisoner.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, gotcha, Mike.
You're probably happy that my pads took a big hit this weekend.
Oh, yes.
It's not that they took a hit. It's just that they look like crap.
They do.
I think that's a major concern.
Let's just digress for one second. Your offense needs help. They look terrible. They're going to get killed in the playoffs. We both know.
They're looking pretty bad, but it is still Brady Belichick. So I know.
I say this every year.
but however, so... So listen, you know, been out here a few years and did really well. I used to flip houses. I'm a real estate broker now, but I used to flip houses.
Dude, you sound like someone who flips houses. You do.
Do you know how you can make large amounts of cash? Just come to my seminar 1 hour this weekend at the Holiday.
No, I'll tell you how to teach. No, I don't do any of that. I don't do any of that.
You can't leave the seminar because my Akita will kill you.
We're going to make $30,000 off this house. We're going to flip that house in 3 months.
Actually, 6 weeks.
All you need to do is give me $69.95 to buy these five DVDs, how to flip that frickin' house.
Oh, my Akita will kill you.
And it's pissa.
How many houses did you flip during your career?
I was flipping pretty high-end homes. Majority of the homes were north of $900,000, and I had a couple of business partners and investors, and, you know, we were pretty good at doing what we did. We did it for about 6 years. But 2010, everything went south for me. I got stuck with two houses. I had all my money tied in, including my wife's money, and she didn't know.
We learned lessons. Oh, no.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
Right? No matter how good of a friend you have or how strong a love you have, when you break a trust, you pay for that. There's a price you pay.
Sure.
Some would say it's a character thing. It's not a character thing. It's sometimes you think you're big enough and you think you can get through it and it's all going to be okay. And then you get humbled. And I think sometimes we need to get our butt kicked like that. And that happened to me, in a very big way. I ended up getting stuck with these two houses. My wife is still my best friend, by the way.
Would she say that if we asked her?
And the market, you know, it had turned down in 2008. I thought I was going to make it to, it was late 2010. Had all my money tied up in there, in these two homes. Had some investors' money tied up. And at the end of the day, we couldn't get out of them for what we had into them. And so because I had hundreds of thousands of dollars split between the two deals, I'm like, okay, I'll take the hit and I'm going to save my investors because, you know, this, it's all on me at the end of the day. Couldn't do it no matter what I did. And at the end of the day, I tried to short sale them. The banks weren't really willing to negotiate on that level of home because of their location. So I was just that proverbial piece of, you know what, watching myself going down the toilet. And it's hard when you're living like that for months. It took about 6-7 months.
You couldn't rent it in the time being? That wouldn't cover the
number? Nothing we could do. No. It was literally, I tried everything. I mean, I consulted with people who I know and trust who are in the industry. And it's really funny, you know, when you're in that situation, people who used to answer your calls all the time,
right?
They don't answer your calls anymore.
Well, sure.
Because you become that guy. Nobody wants to jump in on a sinking ship.
Did you have to file for bankruptcy?
Yeah, so we ended up doing that, but it's crazy because I had bought a Porsche, a GT3, if you know what that is.
It's a Porsche.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's one hell of a car. All right, it was my dream car, and I was the guy who went to Barrier Porsche two years before, and in scraggly shorts and a scraggly T-shirt, just to see if anyone would pay attention to me. And I was going to buy the GT3 that they had on the showroom floor. It was living a dream, and I did. I bought it. Walked out the door, $142,000.
Damn.
Owned the car. Yep. Okay. Like I said, I was living a dream. We ended up having to go bankrupt, and then we had to liquidate all the assets. And my wife took tremendous pleasure in having me sell my Porsche, and I ended up having to consign my Porsche. I called somebody at Park Place. They're in Bellevue. And I told them what I had, and they, to my, you know, I'm going to use the word chagrin, they said, hey, man, we have a list of people who are waiting for a GT3 like yours.
Because it's one of the nicest ones ever.
Get back to you.
How much did they give you?
They literally had it sold within 2 hours. And I was sitting in my car with a six-pack of beer in my garage, taking my last, you know, I mean, this is it. Like, my dream car that I had gone to the wall for was going to be taken away from me. I still get emotional when I think about it.
I was going
to
say.
My wife, you know, the people come, they arrive in a flatbed to take my car away. And I wouldn't get out of the car. I was like three beers in, and I'm sitting in my car. And my wife opens up the garage door, and the guy comes in, and I see the guy who's buying my car. I identified the buyer because he was right there. And I'm not a big guy, but I'm okay. I'm pretty well put together.
But you're also drunk. You're not getting out of your car.
Now you want to kick. Like, now you want to kick this guy's ass who's buying your car.
Well, you know, in a way, I did. I kept. You know, again, you have to accept what you created for yourself. You can't blame anybody else.
But you're the one sitting in the car.
He's just buying a car. Right.
No, I know, but I'm still going through my trip because this is like a 7-8 month turmoil that I was going through, and it was my dream car, and it's like, so I've lost everything that I worked so hard to get is what was going through my head.
Well, sure.
So I get out and I go up to the guy, and he was like I'm not dissing Microsoft, but he was like a Microsoft guy, kind of small, little dweeby. And I look at him and I tell him, I said, you know, I'm not selling this car because I want to. I'm selling this car because I have to. And you're getting a hell of a car. And the guy was looking at me, and I could tell he was nervous. And he ended up getting back in a flatbed the truck in the cab and like closed the door. And I just grabbed my beer out of the car and I ended up walking down the road. And for 2 months after that, going through bankruptcy, my wife wouldn't talk to me. I would walk down the hallway, you know, the house, I'd come home. She would literally throw me the bird. She wouldn't talk to me at all. We did end up getting divorced. She lives down in Southern California now where she's from. But we're best friends. We still keep in touch.
Okay.
But my overall lesson, I lost just over $850,000.
Oh! You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business.
From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
If you just joined us or you missed the show, all episodes of the Men's Room are available on radio.com. We'll go to Germany.
Yeah.
As the story goes, it's easy to lose things in a moment of absent-mindedness, like car keys or glasses, cell phones. In Germany, carrying large amounts of cash is, believe it or not, not uncommon.
Yeah.
But one pensioner made a costly mistake. 69-year-old man withdrew $22,000 from a bank in Witten at about 3:40 on Friday afternoon. He placed the money in an envelope and then put it on top of the roof of his car before driving off. The man realized his mistake as he got out of his car a short while later to find the envelope with the cash had blown off along the way. The man, who has also difficulty walking, had intended to buy a new car with the money. He was on his way to buy a new one. Police are asking for anyone who may have found the envelope with $22,000 in cash to hand it over to the police station. They say paying with cash, even for big-ticket items, remains very common in Germany for cultural reasons. We don't want to be patronized. We want autonomy. We want the freedom and practicality that cash offers.
All right. I asked this yesterday on the show. You have a first-class seat on an airplane. Someone has a medical emergency. Do you give up your seat? I flat out said no. You guys said you would, but you had conditions.
Yeah, we did.
All right. So we fast forward to today. You find an envelope with $22,000 in cash. But you do hear on the news later that there's an old man who has trouble walking. He was just going to buy a new car, but no one knows the
jam. At that time, when I find out, all right?
When I find out on the news,
that the $22,000 is his, yes. I will be very happy to return the $18,000 that is left in the bag.
That's what I'm thinking. Like,
I mean, 100%.
You get about 10 grand left, man.
I'm trying to be honest with you. Like, I didn't know. But I am full with Red Lobster, or whatever the hell I wanted to do.
You found the envelope?
You got to eat a lot of Red Lobster for
I know it.
Everybody's invited.
You find out, but you find the envelope, you hop in the car, you turn on the radio. Here's our show pointing out there's an old man in Germany who has bad legs. He lost his 22 grand. Now, you haven't spent a dime yet.
Phil, let me explain to you how it happened.
Yeah. Click. I'll tell you something else.
I don't want to know.
You hear that a man lost an envelope, 22,000. That's it.
The moment.
I mean, look, I'll deal with it in time, but I've just received this money. I need to
get my mind right.
This is factual.
Your intent is to still spend some.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's America. You get taxed on stuff.
If you find this situation out and it's near where you live, and let's say it's 10 miles.
Okay.
All right. The first thing you're doing is going to Google Maps and trying to figure out what is the quickest route possible.
But what am I doing?
Then you're combing that road. You're walking on every inch of that road from that place to that car dealership to see if you can find that bag.
Oh, right.
Because who's
why? So you can return it to
who says it's been found yet? No. I mean, he's picking up litter.
So you wouldn't give it back?
I would give it back.
Would you give it back?
I mean,
now, again,
I've never seen that much money before.
Not in cash. No.
How much?
$22,000.
It's $22,000. It's in an envelope. Now, Ted, you've already said You find out immediately that this old man needs it, but you just kill the news source. You're going to spend some. I guess your intent is to return what's left later.
Correct.
But now that you already know, what is your spending limit? How much are you willing to take? I'm still going $6,000. I know he's looking for it, but I can say I didn't find out until later. $6,000 seems fair.
Yeah, Miles, you said you're taking, what, four?
Well, I didn't know. I just spent the money because I got it.
No, and
I found
no, no. Now you have just found the money, and like Ted, it's on the radio. You know the situation. You still have $22,000. How much, what is your spending cap now?
I'm not. I'm probably turning it back in. I would hold it for years if there was no story. I would just sit on
for
it.
For years?
For a
it's
while.
It's cash.
Yeah.
No one can trace it. It's cash,
just
man.
To make sure, man. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if they can trace the money. I have no idea.
Yeah, there's $6,000 off the top.
I don't know, man. Because the thing is, in my situation, I feel bad. By the time I found it, there's only $10,000 left.
He's also 69 years old, so he's not going to be around much longer.
That's what I'm saying. I feel bad. I only found another
15 years.
Yeah,
man.
He shouldn't be driving.
But he wants a new car because his legs are bad.
He's 69.
Oh, that's why he wants the car?
I think what I would do.
Well, a new car doesn't have to be an expensive car, sir.
And anonymously, I would get him like the Orca card, bus token.
Well, yeah, or just drop a scooter off in his front yard with a bow on it. Like, here, get around, buddy.
Look, long story short, I'm not giving you the money back.
How much did the mistake cost? 844-999-OLA.
So now you're not giving them any back?
Look, me, I never said I was. I never said I'd give up my seat for the person with the emergency. So I'm taking $22,000.
What is the finders, keepers, losers, weepers rule?
If it's $22,000, thrill's keeping it.
I mean, if you find $22,000 on the side of the road.
I found 10.
Okay. I mean, is it...
Apparently it's $12,000.
Are you legally obligated to return the money?
I don't think so, but I don't know. But again, I just want to be clear.
But if you walked up to someone and said, excuse me, if I so happen to found $22,000, am I legally required to turn it back in if we know who the owner is? Then aren't I an immediate suspect?
Yeah, but you didn't steal something that you found.
But even if I Googled it, look, he Googled.
But wait, how does that work, all right? Because I don't know if money is considered personal property, but you have lost your money.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else has found your money. And sure, you announced that you lost your money, but I mean...
I've lost cash before. Like, there's not much you can do.
That's not $22,000.
But $22,000. I mean, I don't know, man. Look, I'm keeping my mouth shut. You don't know that I found $22,000.
Okay. How much did the mistake cost? 844-999-OLA. More of your calls coming up here in seconds.
Ola, the shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.